Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Kings, Week 6. Going on with the Lord from the tabernacle church life to the temple church life, for the building up of the body of Christ as the temple of the living God. Friday, related verses. 1st Kings 6-7. And the house, when it was built finished stone, cut at the quarry, so that neither hammer nor axe nor any iron tool was heard in the house when it was being built. Galatians 6:17-18. Henceforth let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the brands of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen. Acts 9:31. So then the church throughout the whole of Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace, being built up, and going on in the fear of the Lord, and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it was multiplied. Ephesians 4:29-30-32. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but only that which is good for building up, according to the need, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, in whom you were sealed unto the day of redemption. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ also forgave you. Romans 8:11. And if the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you. 2 Corinthians 6:16. And what agreement does the temple of God have with idols? For we are the temple of the living God, even as God said, I will dwell among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Revelation 3:12. He who overcomes, him I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall by no means go out any more. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which descends out of heaven from my God, and my new name. Related reading. For the building of the temple, there was the need for a design and for consecration. Every piece of stone used for the building of the temple was, in principle, already cut and dealt with in the mountains. At the time of the building, there was only the need for the pre-cut and shaped stones to be placed one on top of the other. There was no need for additional work with an axe or hammer. Thus, the sound of the hammer and axe was not heard, and the temple was built quietly. A person must be dealt with by God in order to have his function manifested and to be built up in the church. A brother is not qualified to be an elder merely because he has attained a certain level of seniority, knowledge, capability, morality, and reputation. He may be a good stone, but his sharp edges may not have been dealt with by God. If this kind of person becomes an elder, the church will be filled with the noise of the hammer and axe. If a church is not noisy, it is strong and healthy. In principle, everyone who serves in the church must be a cut stone. If a newly saved believer or a brother from another Christian group comes into the church and begins to criticize recklessly, the responsible brother should not create any noise. If everyone remains silent after the contentious brother has spoken, his voice will surely disappear within a short time. However, if a person responds to what this brother has spoken, there will be more speaking and debate. If a person has not been adequately broken by the Lord and has not sufficiently learned some deep lessons, he will be inwardly provoked when he hears the rebukes or criticisms of others, and he will answer back or even quarrel with them. On the contrary, one who has truly learned the lesson would never argue with people. If he can receive help from others, he will seek the help. If he can render help to others, and if they are willing to receive the help, he will try his best to teach them what he has learned, according to the leading of the Spirit. However, if he notices that the other party only seeks to argue, oppose, and criticize, he will swallow his words and remain silent. This one has truly learned the lesson. That is, he has been cut by an axe and dealt with by a hammer in the mountains. In all the church service, we should hear only praising, thanksgiving, and singing. These are the proper sounds in the church. In the Lord's table meetings, we have sometimes heard people fighting against one another by praying to nullify another one's prayer. This shows that the church has not been genuinely built up. A necessary condition for the building of the church is the absence of noise. In the church, if we hear others' criticism, judgment, and opposition, we should withdraw into the Holy of Holies, that is, turn to our spirit and be silent. When we are silent, others will also be silent, but when we are loud, others will be louder. The temple was not built with the sound of hammering and beating. It was built in quietness. This requires that we learn a serious lesson before the Lord. In order to build the temple, to build the church, we must live in resurrection, live a consecrated life, and receive God's dealing. David was such a person. He gave all that he had for the temple and continually submitted himself under God's hand to receive God's dealing.